It's Coast 93.1. Good morning. No. Not again.
Oh, my God.
So, I have a giant right hand.
Like, it's scary.
It looks ridiculous. Like, it's blown up and swelled up enough to the point that it's funny. Like, it just looks... I should post a photo on Instagram.
You have to post...
But I don't want people to panic.
Well, I panicked yesterday when I actually took a look at her.
Yeah.
She's huge.
So I got stung by a wasp on Sunday. And this has happened to me before. So this is not like a shocking, scary thing.
No.
But it is concerning, you know?
Yeah.
So I went to the doctor yesterday. And I'll tell you, it was, by the way, the most dry sense of humor doctor ever.
I have a hard time with those ones.
Of course.
Yeah.
So very, you know, older guy.
Oh,
very
they hate
like
me.
A traditional doctor. You know?
Oh, God.
So anyway, I got stung by a wasp on Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And put some ice on it, you know, and it swelled up a little bit, but just like right on the sting, right? Mm-hmm. And this has happened to me before. Last time it was my leg, remember? It looked
yes.
like I had like two legs in one.
Yeah, but that was the only other time it's happened. Is that right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so this is a new allergy.
Yeah. Well, the doctor said technically it may not be an allergy. Like, if I were allergic, I was reassuring when I go in, you know, and they ask multiple times, are you wheezing? Are you having trouble breathing? Like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because people could go anaphylactic.
That's what I was worried about yesterday.
Right. Because he said if you were experiencing an anaphylactic reaction, it would have happened in seconds to minutes. Versus like the next day.
Okay.
Like that's not something that happens on a delay,
yeah.
you know? So I was like, okay, well, that's reassuring. I could breathe, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah.
And he checked my breathing and everything. He said, yeah, it's really just a reaction on the swelling. So I got stung on Sunday and this happened before where it swelled up the next day. Remember I was
huge.
And I was like, So I thought the first time it happened, I thought maybe it's infected and I need to quickly get to the doctor because what if it enters my bloodstream or,
yeah.
you know, something like that. And it turns out I'm just, as the doctor said, I think you just might be very sensitive. And I said,
oh,
I've been told that, doc.
Oh, you are very sensitive.
No response. He didn't laugh at all.
Right. He's like, who's next?
Yeah.
Moving on to the next patient.
Yeah. So then he took my blood pressure. He was like, your blood pressure is a little high. And I said, well, maybe it's because I'm kind of freaked out about my hand blowing up to four times the size it should be.
Of course.
So the research I've done and what the doctor said, it's 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes it could take days to completely go down. But the initial reaction is 24 to 48 hours. And after 48 hours, it goes backwards. So I've still got like 5 hours of, you know, because it was like noon yesterday or noon Sunday when I got stung.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's crazy the way the body works.
Let me see it again.
I know. It looks like it looks ridiculous.
It looks fake.
I know.
It looks fake. And you know how everyone has lines in their hand?
I basically have Botox on my hand.
You have Botox gone wrong.
I have. Yes, I have. I have very smooth, wrinkle free hands.
Wow.
And the weird thing is that
it looks like there's a fake hand on your arm.
It looks like someone stuck one of those basketball inflators into my hand and went.
Yeah, it's like the Mickey Mouse hand with the white glove. Like
completely, it looks like a cartoon hand.
So this
morning, I stop at the gas station on the way to work.
Oh,
right?
Oh no!
And the gas station attendant goes, "You're aware your hand is very swollen."
Stop it!
Yeah. And I said, yes. And he goes, okay, are you all right? I said, yes, I'm okay.
He goes,
you know, I used to be a nurse. And I was like, okay.
Oh.
And I was like, it's a sting. And he said, and then this is real reassuring. The gas station guy, former nurse turned overnight gas station clerk.
Like, what happened?
Figure that out.
Right.
Says to me, yeah, well, you know, my sister had had a bee sting and she blew up like crazy like that. But the next time it was anaphylactic. So, you know,
well, I honestly,
maybe you should get an EpiPen.
So I think you should get an EpiPen just
in case.
I'm thinking
about it. Yeah.
Now you're going to have to leave with your keys, your wallet, your chapstick and your EpiPen.
Right.
It's never going to fit in your pants.
No.
No. Nope.
I'm going to need to bring the fanny pack back.
Yeah.
Just for my EpiPen. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, it is scary looking.
It does. Well, and the thing is that like. Because it's been, you know, what was it? During the show yesterday, it started to swell up more.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was the point where I was like, okay, I got to go to the doctor, like, just in case, you know.
Yeah.
And So I've kind of gotten used to it over the last day. So yesterday, we had to take Tim, my partner's youngest, to get her cast off.
Oh my God.
Okay.
While you're there, hey,
so,
doc.
So there I am, like, trying to, like, keep it elevated because the doctor said that that will help.
Yeah, that'll
part of
help
the reason
the
it probably swelled up more yesterday was because I was at work and had it in my hand in my pocket or, like, this down by my side, and that doesn't help.
Well, it's he not said, going in your pocket today.
No, it can't fit.
It's not going to fit.
Right.
No.
Not in these little pockets.
No.
So, right.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would leave, like, DJ's jacket pockets.
Oh. Some...
If you missed that yesterday, we were ragging on Deej.
Oh my God.
Because he wore basically his great grandfather, who was who also was the largest man ever, wore his jacket to him.
Apparently. Yeah.
Anyway, he said keep it elevated. So here I am, you know, with little Charlotte who's getting her cast taken off.
Oh.
And I'm just in the corner with my arm up like this, like hoping they don't mistake me and be like, okay, oh, sir, you must be the patient.
Right.
Like, no, it's the girl with the cast.
No, I just got a big hand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But I
ew,
love...
don't put it on your face. It feels
why?
Like someone's behind you rubbing your face. It's not really you.
It no. looks ridiculous. Like, you got to take a photo and post it for me.
I will.
Okay,
but
so we'll put it on my Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, the reason I haven't posted a photo, honestly, is I don't want people to freak out and be like, oh my God, Blake! You know, because, you know, we have nurses and stuff who follow us and are going to look at it and go, oh my God, you need to seek medical attention. And I have.
Yeah.
And he you know, checked everything out. You know, I'm on an antihistamine now. And, you know.
Oh my God, are you sleepy?
No, it's Zyrtec. So it's one of the ones that's not, yeah.
I'm like, you're just going to conk out here at any
moment. Could you imagine? Well, I was joking. It's like the scene in Hitch with Will Smith when his face all blows up.
I know.
It's not like that for me. It's just my hand. It's just that the scene of the sting, but
no.
Really, it is not that serious.
A lot of Benadryl. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
That's what's happening right now. So.
Yeah.